message.
The five biggest signs you may have attachment issues.
Let's talk about attachment issues. Don't worry, you're not alone. Plenty of us have them. And if you're sitting there thinking, well, this doesn't apply to me, well, buckle up, Buttercup, because denial might just be sign number six. Number one,
you text and then panic.
You send someone a text and 5 minutes later, you're spiraling. Why haven't they replied? Did I say something wrong? Should I send a follow-up? Wait, maybe they hate me now. Relax. They're probably just in the shower or binge-watching a show and ignoring everyone. Your brain has turned a delayed text into a Shakespearean tragedy, and the Oscar for overthinking goes to you. Number two.
You're basically a human Velcro strip.
If you find yourself clinging to people tighter than shrink wrap on a sandwich, that's a red flag. You're the person who says, I don't want to be a bother, but can you text me every hour so I know we're still friends? Here's the thing. People are not emotional support animals. They need space. And guess what? So do you. Probably to figure out why you're holding on so tightly. Number three.
You avoid people while craving connection.
Yeah, now this is a fun one. Like being stuck in a tug of war with yourself. You want closeness, but the second someone gets too close, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is feeling a little too real. You'll ghost them faster than you can say, I'll text you later. But then you spend the night staring at your phone, wishing they'd call. It's exhausting for everyone. Number four.
You take everything personally.
Your friend cancels lunch because they're sick, and your first thought is, it's me, isn't it? They hate me now. No, Karen, they have the flu. Not everything is about you. Sometimes people are just busy, they're tired, or genuinely just not in the mood to talk about your existential crisis over which potato chip flavor reigns supreme. Spoiler, it's salt and vinegar. Number five.
You've already planned your breakup.
You just started dating someone, and in your head, you're already preparing for the heartbreak. This is great, but what if they leave? What if I ruin it? What if they find someone who loves dogs more than I do? You're writing the end of the story before you've even gotten through chapter one. Stop it. Close that book and enjoy the moment. Now, if any or all of these signs feel just a little too familiar, take a breath. Attachment issues don't make you unlovable. They just make you human. The key is recognizing them, laughing at them, see what we did here, and working on them. Because here's the thing, you don't need to cling, push away, or overanalyze to be worthy of love and connection. So put down your phone, stop refreshing that text, and let's begin to rewrite the script. You've got this. And hey, if nothing else, salt and vinegar chips will always be there for you.